was just a dream. That was just a dream. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Trying to keep up you. And I don't know if I can do it.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Could be the start of an all-out trade war. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
President Trump imposing a 25% tax on all goods coming across the border from Mexico and Canada, and an additional tax on Chinese products. Economists warn those tariffs are paid for by American businesses, and those costs are then passed on to American consumers by raising prices.
The White House has paused military aid to Ukraine, the White House saying it will be reviewed to ensure it's contributing to a solution in the fight against Russia's invasion. President Trump will stand before a joint session of Congress this evening. He is expected to talk about Ukraine and the tariffs and to explain how his work to slash the size of the federal government will help the country grow. Many Democrats plan to bring recently fired federal workers as their guests to the speech. Pope Francis stabilized and now off mechanical ventilation as he continues to be treated for double pneumonia. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aulin. Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature are staying on message. They want a tax cut done before the next state budget. Assembly Majority Leader Tyler August was on WISN-TV's Upfront program, and he said the one-time $4.6 billion state surplus is only here because Governor Tony Evers continues to veto tax cuts. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel reiterates his position on President Trump's pardons of those who took part in the January 6th Capitol attacks. Schimmel said Monday he supports the president's right to pardon, but he disagrees with Trump's decision to pardon those who committed violent acts against police during the attacks. And a Wisconsin Elections Commission audit found no voting machine errors in Donald Trump's win. The commission said they found no evidence that any of the voting machines used and audited in Wisconsin changed votes from one candidate to another or altered the outcome of any audited contest.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Cloudy with rain likely this afternoon. We'll get to 48 for a high today. Tonight, more rain. Could get an inch or more with a low of 34. Tomorrow, rain mixing with and changing to snow. Couple of inches possible with wind and blowing snow possible on Wednesday as well. Our high right around 41. You can get cheaper and faster internet from Whole Home Connect. Call today 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Tuesday morning. Dave Grant joining us. Just rolled over to 6:05. Here are the Spin Doctors on Max FM.
You need his head now. Marry him or marry me. I'm the one that left him.
Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here is NSYNC on Max FM.
Bye. 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you early on Tuesday morning. Join Emily and I at 7:10 this morning We're going to talk about what someone paid $88,000 for. I still am in shock about this one. At 7:30, we will have Hannah in from the Sauk County Public Health Department to talk about a new program that they're offering. At 7:40, we are celebrating celebrity birthdays, as well as our local birthdays and anniversaries. If you know someone that's celebrating today, please text those into us, 608-355-9970, or you can text them in via the free Civic Media app. At 8:10 this morning, we're going to talk about Hall & Oates. We have some interesting news there. We'll talk about that again at 8:10 this morning. At 7 o'clock tonight, we have Baraboo Thunderbird boys basketball. It is a playoff game versus Portage. Ben Bromley and John will have the call right around 7 o'clock tonight, right here on 99.7 Max FM. You can also tune in at 103.7 in the Reedsburg area, or you can stream us anytime via the free Civic Media app. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo and Katrina and the Waves on Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here, ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun. At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pizza Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's the 13th Annual Food Fair and Farmers Market. This will be happening at Sacred Heart School Gym, and it's part of the Hill and Valley Exploration Tour, a celebration of rural living. This will be happening on March 8th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Enjoy great cheese, vegetables, maple syrup, honey, meat, bakery goods, and so much more. There will also be food and process demos happening in the gym. Again, this happens at the Sacred Heart School Gym. It's on Saturday, March 8th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., the 13th Annual Food Fair and Farmers Market. For all the details, check out Hill and Valley Exploration Tour on Facebook. And also that same Saturday from noon until 6 p.m., it's the 40th Annual Reedsburg Fire Department 9-Pin Bowling Tournament. This event is open to the public. Shifts will be at noon, 3, and 6 p.m. with wonderful merchandise and raffles happening throughout the day. Get your teams together. It's $100 per team. Registration will run through Friday. Again, this is at Brewster's Lanes in Reedsburg. It's on Saturday, March 8th from noon until 6 p.m. The 40th Annual Reedsburg Fire Department 9-Pin Team Bowling Tournament. All the details for it can be found at the Reedsburg Fire Department website. And on Sunday, March 9th, the clubhouse at Saddle Ridge will be hosting a St. Vincent de Paul Portage Meat Raffle. The proceeds will benefit the community outreach programs for St. Vincent de Paul Portage, as well as their programs and property updates. Again, this will be 3 until 5 p.m. on Sunday, March 9th at the clubhouse at Saddle Ridge in Portage.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Can't wait.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you early on Tuesday morning. I hope everyone's having a great day so far. You know, we're past Monday, so I think that's the best part of today so far. Here's Sean Mellencamp on Max FM.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between the knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. To walk on. Flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there and Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. But Jack say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Gone.
So let it rock, let it roll. Let the Bible Belt come and save my soul. Hold on to 16 as long as you can. Changes come around real soon, make us women. Two American kids doing best they can.
'80s, '90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday morning. Shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. We have two tickets to see The Inconvenience Store put on by Bear Booth Theater Guild. These tickets are $16 a piece, so $32 total. You can get them for just $22.40 over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. These are two tickets to local playwright, the one, the only Ben Brownlee new comedy, Inconvenience Store. What happens when a group of cheeseheads gets trapped in a convenience store? Hilarity ensues, of course. Two tickets to Inconvenience Store showing at the historic Al Ringling Theater on Friday, April 4th at 7 p.m., Saturday, April 5th at either 2 p.m. or 7 p.m., or Sunday, April 6th at 5 p.m. We are looking forward to this. And, you know, Ben Brownlee wrote this. It's going to be a great show. And you get to see it in the historic Al Ringling Theater after they reopen, after all those upgrades. Shop local and say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we'll look at sports and weather on MaxFM.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Mouthwatering steaks, fresh seafood, Angus burgers and crisp salads. Hi, this is Chef Jason from Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. We're open for lunch and dinner every day and offer half-price appetizers during happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 at the bar. Jay's also has an incredible kids menu and offers the perfect setting for your next gathering. Birthday parties, baby and bridal showers, and holiday parties, we can make your next event memorable. See our features and watch for upcoming events on Facebook. Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg, something for everyone.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Two lines of unlimited for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings compared to Verizon and AT&T. But don't just take our word for it.
It's not just the savings that are great with our T-Mobile plan. There's all this value from all these other things that T-Mobile offers.
T-Mobile has been such a savings for us.
We love it.
Switch today and get two free 5G phones like the Motorola Edge with turbo power charging that gives you power for the day in just 15 minutes. And customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 to learn more.
With autopay plus taxes and fees, plus $5 per line without autopay, debit or bank account required. 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Motorola Edge on us with 24 monthly bill credits and new line for well-qualified customers, plus tax and $35 per line connection charge. See details at T-Mobile.com. Motorola Edge requires 68-watt charger. Charger sold separately. Actual performance will vary based on usage and configuration.
The NFL's 2025 franchise tag deadline is this afternoon, 3 o'clock Central Time. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. All 32 NFL teams need to designate their tags by that deadline. The Packers re-signing linebacker Isaiah McDuffie to a two-year, $8 million contract extension yesterday. A deal could climb to $9.5 million with playtime incentives. McDuffie started every game this past season and racked up a career-high 94 tackles. Bucks shoot for their third straight win. They're in Atlanta to take on the Hawks tonight. The Horizon League tournament tips off tonight. Green Bay Phoenix are hoping to play the role of Cinderella. They're in Oakland, Michigan to take on the Golden Grizzlies. Opening round action, Green Bay just 4-27 on the season. Brewers bolstering their starting rotation, signing left-handed starter Jose Quintana to a one-year deal. 35-year-old made 31 starts for the Mets last season. Cactus League Baseball, Brewers fell to the Reds 5-4. They'll square off against the White Sox today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Cloudy with rain likely this afternoon. We'll get to 48 for a high today. Tonight, more rain. Could get an inch or more with a low of 34. Tomorrow, rain mixing with and changing to snow. Couple of inches possible with wind and blowing snow possible on Wednesday as well. Our high right around 41. You can get cheaper and faster internet from Whole Home Connect. Call today 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
99.7
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave. It is 6:37 on Tuesday morning. Here is Wham! Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go on Max FM.
Jitterbug. Jitterbug. Jitterbug.
You put the boom boom into my heart. You send my soul sky high when your love him starts.
Jitterbug into my brain.
The B-52s on Max FM.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta Highway, looking for the love getaway.
I got me
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Same thing.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Tuesday morning. There's still no official word on how Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy Arcaio died, but someone posed an interesting theory, and that someone is Dr. Michael Baden, a world-famous forensic pathologist. No, he is not working on the case, but he's seen the reports, and he says this is how it might have happened. Given the evidence of Gene's pacemaker, Baden says he may have suffered a cardiac arrest and collapse. As you may recall, Betsy was found on the floor in the bathroom with a space heater on the floor next to her and an open prescription bottle on the counter with pills scattered everywhere. Baden theorizes that Betsy may have run into the bathroom to get Gene's blood pressure medication and fallen herself. It's possible she had a cardiac event of her own. She wasn't known to be in bad health, but she was 65 and possibly under some severe stress at that point. So now, it could have been an accidental fall caused Betsy to hit her head. Authorities have found no evidence of any blunt force trauma, but she could have suffered an internal injury like a brain bleed that didn't leave a mark. So Baden's theory would explain why Betsy didn't call 911. Her first priority was getting Gene Hackman's medication, and she died in the process. So that is one of the theories going on right now, and we just have been talking about it, what happened last week, and people have been asking what's going on with it. So no official word yet. Obviously, these investigations take quite a bit of time, and they're still looking into every angle of it. I know that the media's been keeping on top of this and various reports and so forth. And we wanted to check into a little bit further because obviously we've been interested in it. We started talking about it when we heard about it last week. So yeah, no official word, a lot of theories out there. And if we hear anything, we'll definitely pass it along. Coming up, our 50-minute music hour continues with Michael Jackson on Max FM.
The Violet Sage in Baraboo has many gifts, tools, and services for the mind, body, and spirit, like jewelry, candles, incense, and more. They provide a long line of services such as readings, Reiki, a relaxing and detoxifying foot bath, scrub, and massage. Call 608-477-2192 to book a service or shopping appointment. Make sure to check out their website at theviolet sage.co. The Violet Sage at 417 Birch Street, Baraboo, helping others learn how to help and heal themselves.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy McAsee, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
Look at you. Having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump imposing 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico and doubling tariffs to 20% on Chinese imports as well.
Canada responding with a 25% tariff of its own on American goods. Economists warn those tariffs are paid for by American businesses, and those costs are then passed on to American consumers by raising prices. The Yale Budget Lab estimates that the tariffs could cost the average household up to $2,000 annually.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio in Washington. Target topping fourth quarter expectations. However, it's warning this morning those tariffs will have an impact on its business. Tonight, President Trump will deliver an address to a joint session of Congress, his first this term. That speech could include discussions of Ukraine. Overnight, the White House announced it was pausing all military aid.